This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka's decision to withdraw from the French Open is putting renewed focus on mental health in the workplace. Press briefings provoke anxiety for Osaka, and the rules state she had to do press conferences, and Osaka faces a fine. Other workplaces are obligated to make accommodations. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
When someone suffers from a mental health issue, it's what people like Peter Smith call an invisible condition. He's a senior scientist at the Institute for Work and Health in Toronto. He says many employers just don't know how to handle it.
Workplaces do tend to struggle with thinking about how to accommodate people with mental health conditions. And I think the advice is you need to involve them in the process.
He says employers need to put practices in place that allow for employees to be candid about mental health issues. Smith says star athletes talking about mental health might help workers feel more comfortable bringing up the issues too. But some in the sports world said Osaka owes it to women's tennis to speak to the press, despite her anxiety. Kavitha Davidson at The Athletic disagrees.
The only obligations that I think Naomi Osaka should have to the game are by playing it as best as she can, because that is the best way to actually grow this game.
She says Osaka's critics need to recognize that even extremely successful athletes are human beings. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.